Cross-border gambling syndicate dismantled by joint police operation. In a joint operation, police forces from Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau have taken down an illegal cross-border gambling organization, leading to the arrest of 93 people. Local media has reported that the Macau Judiciary Police arrested 50 people in Macau, including key leaders of the syndicate. The operation also led to the seizure of over 8 million Macanese patacas, roughly $1 million, in various currencies, including Hong Kong dollars and Chinese renminbi. The syndicate has been in operation since 2016 and it is suspected of handling transactions totaling at least 1 billion Macanese patacas, $125 million. Investigations revealed their involvement in online gambling, using overseas servers for websites offering betting on peripheral football and basketball games. An organized, large-scale operation. The syndicate's structure included roles such as bankers, general agents, and gambling recruiters. The coordinated arrests across Macau, Cote, and Cologne resulted in the confiscation of significant amounts of cash, mobile phones, computers, and other evidence. Further investigation revealed that 4 members are currently serving prison sentences for money laundering, while another 4 are suspects in an illicit gambling case. Evidence found during the investigation into a 2022 money laundering case implicated these imprisoned individuals in illegal gambling activities, prompting a new inquiry. Related. China stands strong against illegal gambling and fraud. Arrests and seizures in China and Hong Kong. Mainland Chinese authorities arrested 42 members of the syndicate, seizing RMB 80 million, $11 million, in cash and freezing over 90 bank accounts containing RMB 20 million, $2.8 million. Among those arrested were 38 men and 4 women, aged between 28 and 48. In Hong Kong, a man in Tuen Moon was detained for aiding the syndicate in receiving over 8 million Hong Kong dollars, $1 million, in wagers from June last year to March this year. Investigations during the Euro 2024 uncovered that the syndicate was receiving over 72 million Macanese patacas, $9 million, weekly through peripheral betting. Additionally, police found that 4 men had set up an illegal gambling den disguised as a coffee shop in Macau's Area Preta area. This den operated as a club offering Texas Hold'em and Mahjong, with dealers manipulating cards for Texas Hold'em. To avoid detection, the den operated irregularly and only opened if a specific number of players arrived.